we are holding on that Vavam base. Today we're doing that Vavam base. It is loaded with a lot of assorted different things on Daf Vavam base. So, but pretty much the majority of the Daf is built around six statements of Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. So, if you want to know what the common theme is through all the different agaritas that we're going to learn in Daf Vavam base, mostly the common theme is that it's built around things that Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna says. But before we get to that, Amar Ravin Baravad Amar Rabbi Yischak Kol Haragil Avol Beis Haknesses V'lo Bav Yom Echad. If a person normally comes to shul and then one day he doesn't come to shul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Bo, Hashem starts asking about him. What does he mean asking about him? Says Rashi, Mativo Shalplani Lama Lo Ba. It's as if Hashem is saying, hey, why hasn't this guy shown up to shul? He's always here. What's wrong with him? Shenemar, the pasuk says, Mi b'cham yirei Hashem shomeh b'kol avdo asher holach chasheichim ve'ein nogalo. So im l'dvar mitzvah halach nogalo. If he went for a dvar mitzvah and that's why he couldn't come to shul, so then it will be light for him, it will be good for him. Vim l'dvar harshus halach ein nogalo. But if he went for a dvar harshus, that is bad news. A person should not miss shul because of something that is not a mitzvah. He has to go to a ball game or something like that. That's not a good reason to miss shul. Yiftach b'shem Hashem. The next phrase, Yiftach b'shem Hashem, my taima. What's the pasuk is explaining what's the reason? What's the reason that it's so bad not to show up to shul? So that's what the phrase Yiftach b'shem Hashem is addressing. Mishum dahavle liftach b'shem Hashem v'lo batach. He should have had bitachon in the shem Hashem, and he didn't by not going to shul. So apparently, failure to go to shul is a chisaron in bitachon, because I guess bitachon is built in shul when a person davens, when a person connects to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amar Rav Yochai, so I guess point number one, no excuse to do a dvar harashus rather than going to shul. A bal bitachon doesn't do a dvar harashus instead of going to shul. Amar Rav Yochanan, b'shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'beis haKnesses v'lo matza ba asara. If Hashem comes to a shul and he does not find a minion there, miyad hu koes, he immediately gets angry. What do you mean? I thought Hashem only comes once there is a minion. How could Hashem show up and there not be a minion there? If there's a minion, the Shekhinah is there right away, but once there's a minion, so probably at the set time for tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes expecting the tefillah. And if there's not yet a minion at the set time for tefillah, that is infuriating to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you not show up on time? Shnemar Madua Basi Veinish Karasi Veinan. It's embarrassing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up and there's no one there, and there's no one, he's calling out to them and there's no one to respond. It reminds us a little bit of how Rashi on the Smich School of the Tefillah. You get HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attention, you knock on the door, and he comes to the door, and it's and then no one's there, and everyone is just abandoned. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy about that. Now here we go, the six statements of Amar Rabbi Chalba. Amar Rabbi Chalba, Amar Rav Huna. Statement number one. Anyone who's koveya a makom for his tefillah, Elokei Avram be'ezro, the God of Abraham will be his helper. Shemeis, and when he dies, Omrim lo, they'll say about this kind of person, a anav, a chassid, mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu. What a humble person, what a chassid he was, a student of Avram Avinu. V'Avram Avinu minalan de kava makom. We have so many great Jews in our history. When someone is koveya makom l'tefillah, why is it dafka Avram Avinu? What is it about Avram Avinu that relates to Kviyas Makom to Tefillah? Why not say that he's a Talmud of, I don't know, Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is it Avram Avinu? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, Ve'yashkim Avram Baboker, Ela Makom Asher Amad Sham, Ve'in Amida Ela Tefillah, and Shenemar Ve'yamad Pinchas Ve'yifalad. When it says that Avram woke up in the morning to the Makom Asher Amad Sham, Amad is Tefillah, and he went specifically to a Makom of Tefillah. So he used Kovea Makom to Tefillah. So there are a number of issues that are discussed in Rishonim. First of all, Kovea Makom Letfilasa, is that something that you do in a shul, within a shul, to have a specific spot? Or is that when you're not in shul? That if you're in a shul, Sadra, you dive into the minion, everything's great, any makom, that's in the whole place is miyuchad tefillah. But in your house, if you're going to dive in biyuchidus, maybe that's where you need a makom kavua. Also, what's the reason for kavias makom letfilah? Why is it so important to have a makom kavua letfilah? Also a major discussion in the Rishonim. These are important inyanim about kviyas makom letfilah. Also, why is it that you're humble? Because you're kaveh makom. How does that express humility? So could be that it's an indication that a person doesn't feel like he's entitled to anything. You know, if a person wants to make sure he's doing everything just right, it's because he doesn't feel like he's necessarily going to get answered just because he shows up. That he has to do it just right. He has to do everything exactly the way it's supposed to be done. So he has a makom kavod, goes to the same spot and does the same thing and has a routine. That's going to be that shows that he doesn't have he's not overly confident in his own tefillos. I think Rav Yashiv says in his shiurim that koveh makom l'tefilasa, the anivus is that very often a person after a while davening the same shul, they find what to get angry about. They get upset about this. How come I didn't get this aliyah? How come this happened to me? How come that? So they get braggish about something. So they go to a different shul. So someone's koveh makom l'tefilasa and he stays in the same shul for years and years and years, and he suffers whatever indignities most people suffer over the course of the years, and he's still koveh makom. Then he must be an anav. He must be a humble person. Okay. Amr Rabbi Chelba Amr Rav Huna. Rabbi Chelba Amr Rav Huna says a second statement. Hayosim Beis Knesses Al Yafsia Psia Gasa. A person who's leaving shul should not take large steps. Rashi says Lifi Shemara Ba'atzmo Sheikuv Beis Knesses Domalav Kamasli. Because he makes it look like he's showing, he's indicating if he's taking big steps, if he's running out of shul, that staying in shul is a burden to him. You know, in certain shuls, there are people that by the end of davening, by the last domain, in the last kaddish, you look around, no one's there anymore. Everyone had something more important, even on Sundays, when no one's going to work. Everyone had something more important to do. Certain shuls, they had to move to Kiyah Shofar. To Kiyah Shofar, the Chodesh Elul, they had to move it from the end of davening, because people would never hear to Kiyah Shofar if it was actually at the end of davening. So they move it to earlier in davening. It's wild that that's the way it works. That is exactly what this Gemara is saying. Do not do a psia gasa. Do not run out of shul. Certainly, this is talking about if you're leaving on time. Obviously not to leave early, but even leaving on time, a person shouldn't show that he's too eager to run out of shul, to get out of shul. You leave shul. It's like you're dragging your feet when you leave shul. That's the proper way to leave shul, as if you don't want to have to do so. Amra Baye lo amran elala mepa. Where else do we have, by the way? What else is an issue of domal of kamasui, that you show that something appears like a burden to you, and that's why it's problematic? What else is a show of something being a burden? So Chazal tell us that enos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos. The Gemara says in Pesachim that a person is not supposed to bundle his mitzvos together. I'll try to kill two birds with one stone. So why not? Why not bundle? You think, that's great, put good things together. No, because if trying to kill two birds with one stone means I don't really want to be doing this, I'm just trying to get it out of the way. You don't want to make your mitzvah something that you're trying to get out of the way. Your mitzvah is something that you focus on. Other things you try to get out of the way. That's only when it comes to leaving shul. Av lemeal, but to go to shul, mitzvah lemirat. It's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar nir defol adasas Hashem. They say people who learned in Yeshivat Haretzion describe Rav Aaron Lichtenstein going from one place to the other, from Shir to the Beis Medrash, how in his younger years he was carrying, no matter how many svarim he was carrying, he always carried them himself. He would run, because it would take 10 seconds longer not to run, and he wanted to get there right away to be able to learn more. Amr Rabbi Zev, they hear about the genius. You don't hear the stories about the Hasmada. Amr Rabbi Zev, Meresh Kev Chazina Lul Rabbanan, the Karati Lepirka B'Shabbata. He says, initially, when I would see the rabbis running to the Shir on Shabbos, Amina Kamechalion Rabbanan Shabbata. Wow. He said, I used to say, look at those rabbis, they're all being Mechal Shabbos by running on Shabbos. Why is it being Mechal Shabbos? Rashi quotes the Gemara Shabbos Kufyud Gimel. One is not supposed to run on Shabbos. A person is not supposed to take large steps on Shabbos. You walk calmly on Shabbos. So when he saw the people running to the shir, he said, wow, all these rabbanim are being mechal Shabbos. But given the Shaman al-Had, the Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Shubin Levi, once I heard this statement, Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Shubin Levi, that lo im yarat sodom l'dvar halacha, v'afilu b'Shabbos, that a person should always run to learn Torah. Dvar halacha is a general term, is a specific way of saying the general idea of Torah in general. So a person who's going to learn Torah, he's supposed to run, even on Shabbos. Shemar achri Hashem Yelechu Ka'arya Yishag, like a lion, he should roar. So Ananami Rahitna. So I also run. So initially, I would just call all the people that were running Mechalei Shabbos and I make fun of them. Now I heard that you're supposed to run Yom Shabbos, so I do it too. I join them. I think it's a Hanhaga Tova. It's a good thing to do. So I also do that. So you run to Shul. The other points, there are a lot of main points over here because it's so jumpy, the Amud. Second point is someone who's kaveh makom for tefillah is a chassid and anav like Avraham Avinu. Third, you should run to shul even on Shabbos and never run away from shul. You should run to shul even on Shabbos, but you never run away from shul. Amar Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira is going to point out what the focal point of a variety of experiences are, meaning what the focal point should be when you go to attend a variety of different Jewish experiences. Igra de Pirka, the schar, the main schar you're going to get for going to shir, you think it's the Torah, you think it's the whatever, the hasmada, you think, no, Igra de Pirka, the main schar you can get for going to shir is riata, is running, is the alacrity with which you run to be there on time, to show that you're excited about it. That's the main schar you get. Why is that the main schar? I would think learning Torah Hashem Tamima is the main schar, that you get to learn the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would think that's the main schar. So says Rashi, because most people don't understand what they're learning. Most people don't come out of shir and really, you know, what did Rebbe say in shir today? So, we were learning brachas, I think. You know, like, so you have to, most people aren't going to be able to repeat over. That's how Rashi says. Lomar shmua mi pi rabban la'achar zman. To repeat what the Rebbe said, la'achrizman, even sometime later. So they're not really getting schar for the limud anyway. So the greatest schar that they have left, if they're not going to remember what the Rebbe said in shir, is the fact that they ran and they showed excitement for learning the Torah. Amar Abaye, igra de kala duchka. The schar for attending the kala is the big shir that they would have before the Yom Tovim to prepare everyone for Yantif. There's a mitzvah, a chiyuv of shol and v'darshan v'hilchos achag, shloshim yom kodem achag, that in advance of Yantif, it's our responsibility to prepare ourselves for Yantif. So they used to have a kala, they would have a big shir where they would prepare themselves for Yantif. So the main schar you get for that is the duchka, is the putting it, tolerating the crowd in the shir. Amar Rava Igra de Shmaita Svara. The main schar one gets for Shmaita, for learning Gemara, is Svara, is the effort he puts in. Rashi says, Shuyageya b'toreach u'mechashiv lovin taimah shal davar. That a person works and he burdens himself, he bothers himself, he troubles himself to try to understand things well. A lot of times people come and they just want the learning should happen. You know, someone says Torah, beautiful, geshmak. But if I have to work a little bit to actually understand what's being said, I have to focus, I have to think about it twice, I have to chazer it a few times, I have to, in order to really get what's being said, I give up already. It's not enough for me. No, the main schar one gets from Shmaita is Svara, is the, what Rashi defines as the amel v'yagia, the work that a person does. Amrav Papa, Igra de Beit Tamya Shtikusa. The main schar you get for going to a Beit Tamya. What is the most tame place in the world? Cemetery, Beis HaKvaros, right? So it's Shtikusa. When you go in a Beis HaKvaros experience, Lav Dafka Beis HaKvaros, but you're dealing with Avelim, a person is supposed to be quiet when dealing with Avelim, and that is the halacha. When a person goes to be Menachem Avelim, what are you supposed to say when you're Menachem Avelim? True question. Hamakom Menachem is a passage that we say at the end, but really you're not supposed to say anything until spoken to. When the person acknowledges your presence, then you're supposed to speak. But prior to their acknowledging your presence, Shtikusa. Because you're indicating that there's nothing that you can't say. We can't explain these things. We can't explain death, and we're not going to try. But when they acknowledge my presence, the Avil wants to engage us in conversation, so we engage. But until then, Shtikusa. Amar Marzutra, Igra de Ta'anisa, Tzitkasa. The main thing you get out of a fast, the greatest chai you get from a fast, is the tzedakah that you give. Says Rashi, Shenosin tzedakah le'erev leparnasas aniyim she'asanu hayom. You have to remember, you were fasting, but you're going to go home after the fast, and you're going to open up your refrigerator, you're going to open up your pantry, and there's going to be plenty of food for you to eat, and everything's going to be great, and it will be like you never fasted. An hour later, you're going to be so stuffed because you overate that you're going to feel like not only that you never fasted, you're going to feel like you've been overeating the whole day. But what about the aniyim who don't have food to go back to, and they fasted the whole day, and they didn't see it? So the main schar we get is that we should think about other people. We should think about the aniyim who required the tzedakah after a fast day. Amrav Sheshes, Igra Despeda, the main schar of going to a hesped is dluya, is to wail and to cry out and to create an environment of mourning and a sense of loss. Amravashi, Igra Behilule, Mili. The main schar you get for going to a wedding is by saying nice things. As Rashi says, Mili l'sameach ha-chasen b'dvarim, to say nice things to the chasen. And the Gemara Ksubas elaborates, how is one, we say, Ketsan Miraktin l'fnei ha-kala, the Gemara says, how does one dance in front of the Mishnah says, how does one dance in front of the kala, meaning what do you say to sameach chasen b'kala? So you know how the song goes, Ketsan Miraktin l'fnei ha-kala. What are the next words? No one knows. If I sang it, would you know?
Yeah.
No, then you just Kala Na'a V'chasuda. No, you never heard this? Kala Na'a V'chasuda. Basil holds that you're supposed to say that she's a Kala Na'a V'chasuda. It's Machlokes Beshan Basil. Basil says even if she's not. Kala Na'a means she's beautiful and she's graceful. Even if she's not beautiful at all, she's, I don't know, whatever the lack of, she has, I don't know. She's very ugly. Let's just say it like this. She's very ugly and she's not graceful at all. She trips over herself and she can't, she's always drunk or whatever. And she's extremely ugly. Still, you say Kala Na'a V'chasuda Beisil says. Beishamai says, no. You say Kala Kamo Shehi. So, what that means, Kala Kamo Shehi. Does Kala Kamo Shehi mean you just say she is what she is? Like, that's what you say. Oh, you got a Kala. You know, like she's, or do you give an accurate assessment? A little stupid and a little bit whatever, and you give an accurate assessment of what she is. But Pesil says no. You always say Kala Na'a V'chasuda. So you're supposed to say nice things. We pass on to Pesil. You're supposed to say nice things, and that's the Ikar Simchas Chasan V'Kala. Amar Rav Huna, Kala Mispalel. Actually, that's the main point over here is. The Gemara lists the rewards for learning, fasting, funeral, hesped, and a wedding. I missed one of those. Right? There's a funeral and hesped were different, right? You're right, I guess Kfaros is a funeral. So for learning, it is the running to the shir. Oh, there was more than that, right? There was learning, and then there was the kala also, the big shear before Yantif, right? That was the crowd. And for fasting, it was giving tzedakah. And for Beis HaKvaros, it was shtikusa. And for hesped, it was wailing and creating that kind of mood. And for a wedding, it was to say nice things. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Kol Mispalel Achorei Beis HaKnesses Nikra Rasha. Someone who davens behind shul is called a Rasha, because it makes it look like he doesn't want to daven to the same God that everyone else is davening to, so he goes behind the shul. Shnemar Sav Rishon Yisalechu. Amra, right, the Rishon go around the back. They go behind the shul. Amra by lo amra el deloma hadar ape lebek nishta. That's only if you didn't turn your face toward the shul. Avam hadar ape lebek nishta less than, but if you turn your face toward the shul, then it's no problem. Ho gavra dekam matzli achore bek nishta. There was a guy that davened behind the shul, and he didn't turn his face toward the shul. Chalaf Elio, Chazia, Elio walked by and he saw him. Idmile Kitayah, Elio appeared to him like a merchant. Amrle Kadu Bar Kiyamas Kame Marach, Kadu Bar Kiyam to Kame Marach, a double deity you have made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning it's as if you're davening to a second god. That's what Rashi says, Kadu Bar Kidu. Rashi says a shtei Bar Rashi's, that there's two people in charge, that there's two gods that you're making like Shalav Safsara V'Katle. So he killed him. My Kurum Zulus Lubnei Adam. What does the Pasuk mean when it says Kurum Zulus Lubnei Adam? Amalei Elu Dvarm Sha'omdim Berumo Shal Alon Ubnei Adam Azazlan Behen. That's a reference to the most lofty matters, things that are Omdim Berumo Shal Alon, like davening, which goes all the way up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and people are not careful about it. People are mezalzel in tefillah. People treat tefillah like it doesn't matter, even though it is what matters so much. It goes all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar Da Ami Tarvayu Kiven Shen Sayachodim Lebrios Panav Mishtanos Kikrum. He says no. The Pasuk is telling us something else. That when a person needs the assistance of others, he has to rely on other people for help. His face changes like a krum. Shneimar krum zulus bnei adam. Great, my krum. What's a krum? So I know his face changes into something, but what is it? It's a certain bird that's found in a distant location. Ukrum shemo, it's called a krum. Kivin shechamaz orechas mishapich lekama gavanim. And when the sun shines, it turns into all sorts of different colors. It's as if he's judged with two separate dinim. Eish umayim. Good. Third statement now of Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. A person should be very careful about mincha. Why mincha? Why? So the Gemara is going to say why mincha, but why is mincha one that one has to really strengthen himself to be careful about? Yeah, it's right in the middle of the day. I was just talking to one of my talmidim who just started working. He said, you know, you really don't appreciate how hard it is to make mincha. Mincha is mamish, like right in the middle of the day, and if you just keep going with your day and you just do what naturally comes to you in a normal schedule, you're not going to make it because you're in the middle of doing something always when it's time for mincha. So a person should be very careful about tefillas mincha. Sharei Elio lo nenel b'tefillas mincha. Even Elio HaNavi, when he davened with the challenge against the Nevi'ei HaBaal, he was only answered at tefillah at mincha time. Shnemer v'ibalos haMincha v'agesh Elio HaNavi v'yom v'igash Elio HaNavi v'yomer Aneini Hashem Aneini. And why the double Aneini? Hashem, answer me, answer me. Aneini sheteri desh min hashamayim. Answer me by allowing a fire to come from heaven. Va'aneini shelo yomru ma'isik shafim him. And answer me that people shouldn't discount it as ma'isik shafim, as just another parlor trick that I did. The people should realize that this is actually a heavenly fire. Rabbi Yochanan amar af b'tfilas arvis. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what else you should be careful about besides b'tfilas mincha? Mariv. Mariv is also a really another good one. Shenemar tikon tfilas iktares lefanecha masas kapay minchas erev. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar af tfilas shachris. Oh, I got one. Another good tefillah that you should be careful about is tfilas shachris. Shenemar Hashem boker tishma koli boker erech halacha v'atzafe. That a person should look forward to tfilas shachris as well and should be careful about it. V'amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna, number four. Fourth Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. Kol anena misudas chasen v'ena masamcho. If a person benefits from misudas chasen, he goes, he enjoys the shmorg, he stops by the sushi station for a long while, and he never bothers to go over and say mazel tov and say, by the way, you have a kalana of a chasud, you should have a lot of bracha netzlacha in your life. He enjoys the shmorg. Over b'chamisha kolos. He is in violation of chamisha kolos. Shenemar. Pasuk says, Kol Sason, the Kol Simcha, Kol Chasan, the Kol Kala, Kol Omrim Hodu Es Hashem Tzvakos. V'im Misamcho Mascharo, and if you do give Simcha to the Chasan Kala, what's the great reward? I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi Zocha to Torah Shenitna B'chamisha Kolos. He's going to be Zocha to Torah, which is given with five Kolos. Shnemer V'ibi Amashlish V'yos HaBokar V'yi Kolos Uvrakim V'anan Kaveh V'alahar V'kol Shofar V'gomar V'yi Kol Shofar V'gomar V'elkim Yanin B'kol. You have Kol mentioned five times by Shofar. What's the connection? Why is Misameh Chasan Kala related to Torah? So perhaps one might think that if a person goes to Misameh Chasan Mekala, it's Bittul Torah. He's missing Night Seder. Go to Misameh Chasan Mekala. So he's not going to become a Talmud Chacham. So we need a special bracha that you'll be Zochet to Torah, that if you go and you do it right, and you're actually Misameh Chasan Mekala, and you're not just sitting on the side while everyone else is dancing and being Misameh Chasan Mekala, whatever, learning the Daf Yomi, and you actually go and you're Misameh then. So don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will even out the score. You'll get your Torah. You'll have Siyata Deshmaya in your learning. Ask Gemara, Amy, Vaksiv. Well, I mean, there's a limit to everything, though. doesn't mean you should crash every single wedding, just say Kabi Mesamechas and Makala. It means a wedding that you're invited to and that the person wants to see you at, or whatever. And it also doesn't mean that you necessarily have to stay for 8 hours at every single wedding. I think they say that Rav Eliyashiv, someone just telling me, one of you guys just telling me this. Rav Eliyashiv used to go to weddings for like, I don't know, 5 minutes, and then he would leave for the chuppah. But just him being there, that was it. That was the simchas chasen mekalev. Rav Eliyashiv shows up. That's a pretty big schus. I think when Rav Eliyashiv married off a child to one of Rav Shlomo Zalman's children, they were mechutanim, because that's the way these families work. They're all, So when Rav Eliyashiv married off to, so Rav Shlomo Zalman said under the chuppah, to Rav Eliyashiv, right after the chuppah was over, I'm the posek hador, and I paskin that you have to stay at this wedding. Because Rav Eliyashiv was going to leave. It was time to go back to learn. It was for his own kid's wedding, when Rav Shlomo Zalman paskin that he had to stay. I think it says that in the Rav Eliyashiv biography. So it says the Gemara, Eini, Vaksiv, the Rav Eliyashiv biography only tells one story, it just tells it 1,000 different ways. He really loved to learn. So the same story, just says it 1,000 different ways. Eini, Vaksiv, Vakala, Amro, Mesakolos. That it says, but it says that the whole nation saw the kolos. So isn't that another kol beyond the kolos that we mentioned? So it's not 5 and 5, 5 for chasen and 5 for matan Torah. It says Marna also kolos to kol the matan Torah. Those kolos that everyone saw was before matan Torah. It was just part of the Har Sinai experience. Rabbi Avohu Amar Ki'ilu Hikriv Toda, that when a person's Mesameh Chasam Kala, it's like he brought a Karban Toda. Shnemar Mevi'im Toda Beis Hashem. Why Karban Toda? What's Karban Toda for? To thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for good things. What does a person have to have more Karas Tov to than anything else in his life? This is family properly. So when you experience the creation of a Jewish family, a person finding a zivug, so it's proper to give Karas to express Karas Tov. Rav Nachman Yisgamar Kilu Bana Achas Michurvus Yerushalayim. When you're Mesameh Achas Mekala, it's as if he rebuilt one of the churvos of Yerushalayim. We've had churvos already in Maseches Brachos. Where do we have a churva? Yeah, good. Eliyahu Navi, Rav Yossi, good. Shenemar Ki Ashev Shvus Haaretz Kivarishon Amar Hashem. That it's like he's rebuilding Yerushalayim. He's bringing back the that which rebuilds Tzion, that which rebuilds Yerushalayim. Statement number, well, how many? We're way behind the main points. Right? Don't daven behind the shul. Don't rely on it unless you're facing it. When you have to rely on other people, your face becomes like a rare bird. You should be careful about mincha and also mariv and also shachris. The reward for being mesameh chas mekala are Torah, rebuilding Yerushalayim, and bringing a karban toda. It's like you brought a karban toda. Statement number 5, only 2 more to go. Vam Rabbi Chalba Am Ravuna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Yiras Shamayim. Anyone who has Yiras Shamayim, Dvarav Nishmatin. His words will be heard. Shenemar Sof Dvar Kol Nishma Salakim Yirei. Mai Zek Ki Zek Kol Adam. What does the pasuk then mean when it says Ki Zek Kol Adam? Am Rav Lazar Makrash Baruch Hu Kol Adam Kulo Lo Nivra El Bishvil Zeh. The whole world was created just for this guy. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana Amar Shakul Zeh Kneged Kol Adam Kulo. If someone truly has Yiras Shamayim, he is the equivalent of the rest of the world. If you put the rest of the world on one side of the scale and him on the other side of the scale, so it evens out. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai Omer, Va'amri Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nivra El Tzavos Lazeh. The whole rest of the world is just to provide company to this person. And sometimes, you know, we have people that walk around with an entourage. The president comes to town. It's not just the president comes to town. You have a whole motorcade that comes to town, and that's why it ties up traffic in Manhattan whenever the president's in town, because you have a whole entourage. When a person is Yirei Hashem, it's like the whole rest of the world is just the entourage that's there to accompany this guy. That's how important he is. And last statement of Rabbi Chalba Amar Avuna. If you know that your friend is a friendly guy and he always says hello to you, yaktim lo shalom. Try to say hello to him first. And if someone said shalom aleichem to you and you did not return in kind, and aleichem shalom, nikra gazlan. Called a gazlan. You've stolen from the ani. How does one steal from an ani? An ani doesn't have anything. You've stolen his dignity. You didn't even respond when he said hello. So that's how one steals from an ani. So the last 2 points over here, the world revolves around Yirei Hashem, and you should always be Shol B'Shalom Chaveru first, unless you know that they're not going to respond. Okay. Well, that was a